Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Lopez wants it away.
And it's a deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run! Mike Piazza and the Mets lead. 3-2. Bartolo has done it! The impossible has happened. This is one of the great moments in the history of baseball.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Mets fans of all ages, here is your host, Nick.
Hello, Mets fans, and welcome back to another edition of Believe in the Mets. I'm your host, Nick Durst, and we are back at it once again as we're getting set for the weekend series against the Tampa Bay Rays, who are surprisingly under 500 at this point. What we have learned so far for the Mets this season is that I think they're an average team. The Cubs series shows that. Four games, win two, lose two. So I mean, that's the epitome of average. They had some struggles before then. A lot of issues scoring here. The offense has been a problem. I've been saying since the offseason the offense is going to be a problem. And they're really missing Francisco Alvarez. Tough pill to swallow to not have Francisco Alvarez for most of the season. Narváez and Nito really going to give you diddly squat offensively. And that's tough. So we'd like to see, hopefully Alvarez comes back this year. I'm not too confident in that. Maybe we'll see him late August, September. JD Martinez has been solid. And hopefully that helps the lineup as well. DJ Stewart the other night had the big home run to win the game, essentially. But this team, you know, they've had some bright spots offensively, but they got to be more consistent. Lindor had the walk-off, but like, got to be more consistent. Need to get the averages up. Need to be driving more runs. Losing games when your pitcher goes eight innings because of a run or two. Like, you have to win those games. Pitching has been okay. Severino had that long outing. They lost. And Quintana went deep in the game. They won. Manaea can't seem to go past five innings. I don't know what's going on there. Budo, he can't go past five typically either. So the bullpen's going to be taxed. The bullpen's been pretty solid. Reed Garrett has been tremendous. But it's eventually these bullpen arms are going to be tired. There's going to be injuries because they're really overusing them a lot here as we're in early May and they've taxed a lot of innings. Now, the reason why that has also been the case, other than the starters can't go deep in games, is Adrian Hauser. When they traded for him, you and Andy Martino from SNY saying this was a big market move, the Mets flexing their financial muscle to get Adrian Hauser. He stinks. I knew he wasn't going to be good. His career ERA was over four. But it looks like Tyrone Taylor so far was the big steal on that trade, getting him as well. But Adrian Hauser, this guy, he came into his last start against the Cubs with an 8.37 ERA. And the previous two innings before that, at the Dodgers, four innings pitched, seven hits, eight runs, eight earned runs, a home run allowed, four walks. That was putrid. He follows that up with four to third, a little improvement there, and less runs given up at home versus the Cardinals on April 27th. Nine hits, six runs, six earned runs, two base on balls. And that was so bad too. But it's funny because then he has the start against the Cubs and he goes five innings. He has a bad game. He gets up four runs, a home run, a four base and balls. But because he was so bad previously with that bad start, he lowered his ERA to 8.16 from 8.37. That is just unbelievable. But he was so bad in that game that during the game you had Tim Healy from Newsday and Pat Ragazzo from Sports Illustrated reporting that he is going to be sent out of the rotation and Christian Scott's coming out to make his debut. So Mets fans are excited about that. But Hauser, they're moving him to the bullpen. Just cut ties with him or send him to the minors. You don't need him in the bullpen. I wouldn't trust him in a game. He's just like Michael Tonkin. He's going to come in when there's a blowout and give up some home runs or walks. But Let's talk about the exciting news. But before we do, we got to tell everybody that the show this week is brought to you by Bets Online. And Bet Online is your number one source for all things this summer, every single sport. They got you covered. So Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile app on your device, on your phone device, to get in on the action. BetOnline is where the game starts. Thanks for sponsoring the show. BetOnline, of course, believes in the Mets. And how could they not with the great show we have going here? But Christian Scott, let's talk about him. What can we expect from Christian Scott? He's called up. He's going to make his debut at Tropicana Field on Saturday. And I hope this is not a one-and-done scenario. So we'll see what happens. If he does well, maybe they send him to the minors. How about Mark Fientos the other night, by the way, folks? Comes up to play for Marte on bereavement. Hits the game-winning home run. Back to Syracuse. I'm not a big believer of Mark Fientos, but that's messed up. Like, you got to reward the guy. Keep him up here. Let him go. But he's gone. He's back to the minors. I'm sure we'll see him again at some point in the majors. But Christian Scott, he's a 23-year-old right-hander. He's a top prospect for the Mets, top pitching prospect. Posted a 3.20 ERA with 36 strikeouts and only 5 walks and 5 starts this season so far. 25 and 1/3 innings for the Syracuse Mets before its call-up. His whip of 0.71 led all AAA qualifiers starting pitching-wise, while his 38.3% K rate and 31.9 Ks to base on balls percentage each ranked second in AAA. And only pitcher who is better than him in those categories is the top prospect in baseball, Paul Skeens with the Pirates there. But Scott's journey to the majors, it's one of really pure player development, heavy emphasis on the word development. At Florida, where he pitched in college, he was squeezed out of the rotation for 3 years on campus. He was in the pen until his senior year, but the Mets believed enough in his starting capabilities to take him in the fifth round, 2021. And listen, 6'4", he kept his sinker slider profile for his first 2 seasons in pro ball in the minors before he ultimately altered his arsenal last year and really blossomed. He started throwing from a three-quarter slot, began to incorporate more mid-90s four-seamers and sinkers, and his control instantly improved. And really, over the last 2 seasons, there have been 413 minor leaguers with at least 400 innings.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Pitch, and he leads the group with a 8.82 whip and a 29.1% K to base on ball percentage. Ranks fourth with a 4.2% walk rate, and that's, you know, put up across high A ball, double A, now triple A. So, listen, he has done a great job the last 2 years here developing into a top-end pitcher in the minor league system. And the Mets need this type of pitching in their rotation. The starters ranked last in the majors with 11.4% walk rate. No other rotation has higher than 10.9. And the Mets are just walking everybody. Hauser has a ton of walks, but Severino's walking people. Buda's walking people. There's just too many walks going on. So, you know, we'll see what they're able to do. He is the Mets' number 5 prospect. And hopefully he's good to go. He has given up 7 home runs, though, in 5 starts this year. So It's not great, but that's all the more incredible that they gave up only when he only gave up only 9 earned runs in that span. So most of them are coming off the home run ball. So the Mets are pretty coy in the early going. If Scott is able to come up initially for a spot or more extended luck, like I alluded to earlier, but I think it should be an extended luck. And the club's decimated by injuries with Senga and McGill. Peterson's not even working his way back yet. This is an opportunity for Scott, especially with this other starters not going deep into games. Adrian Hauser just not doing well right now. So that's going to do it here for this episode of Believe in the Mets. Make sure you like and subscribe on the YouTube channel. And you also leave a 5-star review and comment on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Follow us on all social media platforms and YouTube. Like I said, at Believe in the Mets at BLEAVINTHEMETS. Follow me on X at Nick_Durston on Instagram at Nick's Food and Stuff. Again, this show today was brought to you by Bet Online because they believe in the Mets and you should try to too, even though sometimes it's hard to. That's going to do it here for this episode of Believe in the Mets. I'm Nick Durst. And until next time, everybody, let's just hope for the best and let's go Mets.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.